Time for our League of Women Voters series. This morning, our guest is a League member and also a familiar voice to listeners of Northland Morning. Julie O'Leary joins us to talk about water quality and an event coming up at the end of March. Julie, it's always so good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Lisa. It's always good to talk with you, too.
So they lucked out. You're not only a League member, but you've been working in environmental concerns and the issues surrounding water quality, I know, for a number of years. We've had a schmooze with you on those topics before. The World Water Day celebration is coming up on Thursday, March 26th. Oh, my heavens, that's next week already. Where did the month go? Tell us a little bit about...
It's alarming, isn't it?
It is indeed. Tell us what World Water Day is all about.
Okay, so World Water Day, actually the day is celebrated every year on March 22nd. It was designated by the UN General Assembly actually back in 1993 and is really celebrated around the world with different events. Kind of much like our own Superior Day, kind of celebrating water, but also it's an opportunity to put a spotlight on water and freshwater, increasingly freshwater issues, challenges facing the rest of the world. This year, the theme is water and sustainable development, which is going to be a growing issue in the future. So that's the theme for the global celebrations. Now, here in Duluth for the last several years on the college campuses in Duluth and Superior, we have the League of Women Voters and others have worked with students to get some local activities and events going around World Water Day. Now, Water Day is Sunday. The 22nd is on Sunday. And actually, the campuses are all on spring break this week, but students will be arriving back on Monday, and there are going to be events happening at UMD, at UW Superior, at Lake Superior College, and at St. Scholastica, different activities focusing on events related to issues related to fresh water.
Julie, one of the things that is going to be a part of the celebration is the showing of a movie called Dam Nation, D-A-M Nation, talking about dams. And I've been hearing some really interesting stuff about dams recently. But tell me first what the movie's about, because maybe we're talking about the same thing.
That's right. In addition to the events happening on both campuses, and we'll get you information that you can post on the KUMD website about that. There are actually three films. There's a film at St. Scholastica on Tuesday, one at UMD on Wednesday, and the film being shown on Thursday, which is sponsored by the League of Women Voters, is a film called Damnation. It will be shown at the EPA facility down on at Lester River, at 6:30 p.m. And this film is particularly interesting because it focuses on the issue of dams. It's a recent film. It actually was shown up at UMD earlier this year, and we've heard really positive things about it. I have not seen the film myself, but I'm excited about seeing it. The focus of the film is kind of the change that we've gone through in our own country, and really this is a global change about the role of big dams, which at one time were really viewed as engineering marvels and really important to providing water supplies to regions that didn't have them, and increasingly have been the downside of dams is being viewed. They often dislocate communities, bring a number of issues with them related to the flooding that is necessarily part of a dam. And we have seen recently, and especially in the states that have access to Great Lakes Restoration Initiative funding, a lot of activities around dam removal, recognizing that rivers, free-flowing rivers, are important, have an important role to play, and they sustain a lot of habitat and a lot of species. So this film focuses on dams in our own country and some of those changes that are happening in areas where dams are being removed.
So I think that's such a fascinating. I think that's such a fascinating topic, because when we talk about environmental awareness, sometimes the little tiny steps that we want to make aren't very visible. And yet for a community or a state or the federal government to say, we don't need this dam anymore, it was better, you know, things are would be better now if it was back in its natural condition, and then to take that dam down would be, it would have such a huge psychological effect, I think, on people too, realizing that man-made isn't always better.
Yeah, I think that's part of the human condition, isn't it? That we are capable of doing great projects like dams, and so we often see the positives associated with them before we see the negatives, and then once they're in place and we begin to recognize some of the trade-offs, then it's often the case that there's a reweighing of the positive and negatives. And it is very interesting that over the last, you know, 10 or 15 years, we have seen this trend towards really questioning whether the benefits of dams, and of course there are benefits of dams as well as downsides, but there's probably a better weighing happening of the pros and cons of them now, and really recognizing that, yeah, maybe in some instances it's better to remove them and to let the river, free-flowing rivers are wonderful in themselves and bring many great, you know, benefits as well, and have we perhaps been underestimating those?
Well, the expression I've heard, and even though it's been bandied about a bit, I really still love it. When you know better, you do better. And we don't always do better when we know better, but sometimes we do.
That's correct. And I do think that what the Water Day events, what the World Water Day events are giving, are providing is an opportunity to look at some of these other issues related to water. And another one is, you know, water in plastic bottles, which I think was kind of an innovative concept when it came out. Wow, you can go and buy a bottle of water when you need one. And now we're beginning to see, or have begun to see for some time now, the downside of that, not only the solid waste, but also where's the water coming from, and what are the chemicals that are leaching into the water from being contained in plastic for a long time. And there will be some displays of plastic bottles on some of the campuses. UMD is going to have some activities in the Kirby Bus Hub on Tuesday. At both UMD and UWS, we're going to be doing tap versus bottled water tasting. And on Friday, over at UWS at noon, Dr. Lorena Rios-Mendoza, who's been doing a lot of research on plastics in water, and her students have worked on both the plastics that we're finding on the beaches and throughout the waters as a result of our putting them in products, but also have been looking at chemicals leaching into water from plastic. She is going to be doing a talk on her research at noon. That's next Friday. So the film is Thursday night, and she'll be doing her talk at noon in Swenson Hall in the first floor auditorium of Swenson Hall. So anyone who would like to hear more about her research.
Yes, Julie, if you'll do as you had mentioned and make sure that we have that information so that we can put it on our KUMD website. Folks can get the details at KUMD.org, and I'm sure some information will also be available on the Duluth League of Women Voters website, and that is also an easy one to find. Just put in Duluth League of Women Voters to the search engine. It'll take you right where you need to go. Julie, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a wonderful day.
Julie O'Leary with the League of Women Voters, our guest on our League of Women Voters feature this morning here on Northland Morning.